The band Slayer's release, The Great Child in Darkness, comes out in the next few days. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this excellent release?
So, the concept of The Great Child in Darkness is pretty much finds its origins in the Sumero-Babylonian mythology. It's based on the cult of Tiamat. We use this title because it also refers to, you know, Pantera's album, The Great Southern Tranquil. But it's not the primary objective. Like, we didn't want to just, I don't know, make some kind of, you know, pay homage to Pantera or whatever. Even though we really like this band, it's more because the title represents the music of the new album. You know, it's a keyword that just explains really basically what it's all about. So I guess that's it, you know, just.
And in terms of the music, what do you want it to change from the last album to this?
We didn't really want it to change, just to make it better, you know. Because all the southern influences and any kind of over influences that you could hear in the past, just there once again, but everything is just under control. Like, it's more violent, it's more epic, it's more, I don't know, it's just more of everything, you know. And it's kind of the past record was like a transition record, and this one is just, you know, the logical continuation of it.
And how do you get all the southern influences, and were you concerned that people would not, you know, fully appreciate it, since you guys are from France and it might be, you know, weird to come from there?
Oh yeah, I see what you mean. Like, for some reason it wouldn't be legitimate to speak about the deep south when you come from France, I guess. Yeah, we thought about it, and I think you don't really have to live there to actually be able to experience it in your own imagination. And it's not like we, you know, the lyrics don't speak about crocodiles or swamps or whatever, just, you know. So I mean, it's more like the spirit of rebelism, you know, that is inspiring us. The deep south, as in the suffocating atmosphere and all the New Orleans music scene, like bands like Corrosion of Conformity, you know, Down, any kind of Silent Green, you know, all this NOLA scene, and it's always been bands that we looked up to, you know, in the past. So, but I understand if people feel like it's a bit strange, but they should remember that French people, you know, usually in the past were the first pioneers, you know, colons in French Louisiana, and the Deep South has a lot of references to France also. So well, we're pretty much neighbors on some levels, you know.
And how did you get, you know, into the groove or in mood of, you know, sitting down and writing these songs?
I think it was always something that I had inside of me, because probably I've been listening to this kind of music for a long time, a very long time, and it's not really difficult for me to get into the right mood to write this music. Like this is in fact a very, you know, straightforward music. It's pure, in not in the diving way, like pure, like angels, fucking angels, but pure as in simple to the bone. Like the guys, the bluesmen, initially just, you know, played with a guitar and talked about issues that they may have, or anything that just, you know, it's kind of music that let your soul expresses itself, and it's not so complicated to get into the mood, the right mood.
And in terms of, you know, being received and perceived, how do people see you guys with this sound, especially in France? What do people in the local scene say?
I think probably French people are more disturbed about it than American people. Like, they don't actually quite understand how we made it work, because everybody knows that we kind of succeed at, you know, it wasn't just a fake attempt or failed attempt. It worked on the record, and everybody's like, how the hell did they do that? Like, this is impossible, whatever, I don't know. But we had those reactions with the previous record, and with the new one, it's more like everybody expected it to be this way. So I don't think it's an issue anymore. Like, you know, people just refer to us as stoner black metal, blues black metal, whatever, and so they understand it now, I guess.
And in terms of, you know, finding people to play live, we heard from other bands that the scene is pretty complex, let's say, in France. Have you guys had any problems with that?
You know, in France has a lot of different kind of bands. That's what you mean? Because we all sound different, I guess. I think everybody, not everybody, but every people that is involved in the scene, in the French scene, is kind of minding his own business, and it's more like individuals based in different parts of the country, and everybody just mind his own business and do his stuff. And in the end, this is why it's so, you know, it's so strange and rich and with a lot of different influences. And we didn't have any troubles with that. We just found our own place in the scene, like doing a very unique music. And I guess nowadays Gloryberry is one of the most, you know, representative of the country with Plato Snob, Dester Mega, Anteus. You probably better than me all the references, but you get the point. And we get to the kind of top of the scene, if there's such a thing.
And what do you think is the main differences now that you shifted from Candlelight to Metal Blade?
I don't really like talking about it, but the deal with Candlelight wasn't to... We didn't really get along, you know, just basically British people and French people are not supposed to get along. So we decided to, you know, put an end to the contract. It was a mutual agreement, and that's just how we decided to look for a new home. And I was in touch with Andreas from Metal Blade, is the guy that represents the European office of the label in Germany. Just like every other band, we had to record the new album and present it to the guys, and they really liked it, and so the deal was on, you know. Just it wasn't too complicated, but still we didn't have a free pass because of, you know, working with Candlelight in the past, and Southern Lord also. So we got signed on Metal Blade, and everything is just fine. It's a very big label, and people are still really friendly and professional and supportive, very supportive. And that's it kind of relieves some pressure from my shoulders, you know, like I don't have to care about doing the promotion on my own, because in the past we kind of had to do it ourselves, you know, sending promos, getting interviews. It wasn't the label's work in the past. It was us. So now I can just focus on the music, focus on getting ready for live actions, and the label is doing, you know, what it should do, like the promotion and all that stuff. So it's pretty good for us. Very good move.
And you know, now that you mentioned the touring, what kind of plans do you have for promoting this album in terms of touring, probably in Europe first?
Well, so far we don't really have anything confirmed as far as touring is concerned, but I don't know, we are playing in Canada, Montreal, on November 25th, and that's gonna be our first North American appearance. Other than that, probably Europe next year, and Australia. Yeah, we're gonna go to Australia and New Zealand also in March 2012. And so far we don't have anything for North America, but you know, it can just pop up anytime. Like a few weeks ago, probably you heard about it, the band Ghost cancelled because of visa issues, and it was a really short timing, so we couldn't just took their place, but you know, could happen another time, and you never know, so we just have to sit tight, be prepared, and wait for the, you know, for the, yeah.
And you know, in terms of objectives or goals, what do you want to achieve with Glory Belly?
What do we want to achieve? That's a good question, actually. I don't know, it's been like 10 years since we started the band, and I don't think it really changed. The motivation is still the same. We just wanted to express ourselves, you know, with the music. Every record is kind of like a journey, and I want people to be able to experience it the way I want them to. It's like looking at a painting, you know, sometimes, and the painter had something in mind and wanted people to feel it, and that's pretty much what we want to achieve with our music. We want people to be able to experience stuff and hopefully read the lyrics, because they are very important in the comprehension of the record, and just, you know, close their eyes, getting ready for the ritual to begin and press play, and then just, you know, get through the music and enjoy or feel disgusted or any kind of feelings that may happen. Just, you know, just it's a spontaneous experience for everybody, and even though sometimes people don't feel what they should or what I intended them to, it's still an experience. So that's pretty much what we want to achieve. Nothing really. We don't want to be on TV or, you know, on tour like 10 months a year. It's not really the point. We just want to do our stuff, play music, and share it with people who may enjoy it, and that's all.
And you know, in terms of transitioning, I mean, how much do you think you want to keep pushing the envelope and evolving musically?
I don't know. I guess we always try new stuff, and I have some ideas right now, like using you know, instruments like banjos or some kind of, I don't know yet, but I think we're gonna still be surprising in the future, because I want the music to be challenging, and I guess there was some feeling after the previous record, Meet Us at the Southern Sun. I had the feeling that it was quite not yet, you know, mastered. Like, it was there, but not yet completely mastered. So we made our point with the Great Southern Darkness. That is a lot better, in my opinion. And now that we made our point, we don't have to do it again, you know, just moving on to a new experience. And yeah, we're gonna give you guys some more surprises, I guess.
And just to kind of wrap things up, is there anything that you want to say to the people in North America that are going to be listening to this interview?
Well, I guess the thing I want to say is, if you really want to support us, just fucking buy the CD. I mean, it's not like we're not getting shitloads of money or whatever, but if you don't fucking buy the CD or digital music or whatever, it's just that the band cannot do anything like touring or, you know. So if you really want to support Gloria Betty and if you like the music, just spend a few bucks on the CD, and that's it. Just fucking experience the new record, and if you want to join us, we can all bring down the Cosmic Game together. That's it.